before I begin, let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
我们大家先低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，我见证。
Today, I would like to share about God's guidance and grace through this past school year, which was my first year of college.
今天我要见证就是我过去这一年，就是我的大学一年级生的引导跟恩典。
So looking back, this past September and October were probably the most difficult 2 months for me.
所以过去的九月跟十月应该是我这一生中最困难的两个月。
And these were probably the times where I was lowest in my faith.
也可能是我信仰的最低潮。
I had moved into my dorm with high expectations and hopes.
我那时候搬进我的宿舍是带着很高的盼望跟期待的。
And some of them were being really good friends with my roommates and also growing spiritually.
我想要跟我的室友成为好朋友，然后跟他们一起有属灵的成长。
However, what God had in store for me was much different than what I had ever imagined.
但神所为我预备的却跟我想象的不太一样。
Adjusting to living with my two roommates was probably the biggest challenge.
适应我跟两个室友的生活应该是最困难的部分。
One of my roommates was someone who smelled like beer.
我其中一个室友常常身上都有酒的味道。
Smoked pot and cigarettes all the time.
他常常吸烟也吸毒。
And she blasted her heavy metal music.
他常常都在大声地播放他的重金属音乐。
And used profanity in every other sentence.
然后常常讲脏话。
And the list could go on.
然后不只是这样子而已。
Her values really clashed against mine.
她的价值其实跟我的有很大的冲突。
And she persistently tried to get me to do drugs too.
然后她一直要我跟她一起吸毒。
She left a lot of drugs on my desk.
她把很多的毒品放在我的桌上。
And she also tried to get me to watch impure videos with her.
她也想要邀请我去跟她看一些不洁净的一些影音。
Although I did my best to stand my ground and keep my faith.
虽然我尽力的坚守我的立场，然后坚守我的信仰。
The content of our conversations always left my heart feeling really filthy.
但是我们谈话的内容却常常让我的心灵觉得很肮脏。
And even though I didn't swear out loud,
那虽然我并没有开口讲脏话。
The environment of hearing swear words all the time made those words stick in my mind.
但是时常听这些脏话，也让这些污秽的话语常常留在我的脑海里。
What made it worse was that both of my roommates were homebodies, so whenever they weren't in class, they were always in my dorm.
更糟的是，我这些室友都是宅女们，所以他们不上课的时间就是一直待在家里。
And so at this time, the only time I could pray was in the shower.
所以我唯一能够祷告的时间就是在洗澡的时候。
So obviously, this made it very difficult to pray naturally and wholeheartedly in the spirit.
这让我很难用灵言去很自然的去祷告。
And I also lacked a lot of courage to confront my roommates directly about prayer.
那我也缺乏那个勇气去直接告诉我室友关于祷告的事情。
Because they thought I was really weird and they also made fun of me.
因为他们觉得我很奇怪，然后嘲笑我。
There was also a church sister who went to my school, but we didn't really know each other that well in the beginning.
有一个教会的姐妹其实也跟我去同一个学校，但是刚开始我们不太熟。
And so we only met once a week to pray for 10 minutes in her dorm room.
所以我们只有一个礼拜碰面一次，在她的宿舍里面祷告十分钟。
And so without being very vigilant and keeping up with spiritual cultivation,
那因为我不够警醒，然后也没有灵修。
I was starting to be influenced by this environment.
我就开始被环境影响。
And I became really lonely.
我就开始变得很孤单。
And frustrated at God.
然后也对神觉得很沮丧。
I didn't understand why God would give me a roommate who would be such a bad influence on my faith.
我不了解神为什么给了我一个室友是会给我的信仰这么负面的影响。
Or why he made it so hard for me to simply pray to him and focus on my spirituality.
也无法理解说神为什么让我想要做一个单纯的祷告都很难。
And so since I was so frustrated and felt lack of peace,
那因为我非常的沮丧，然后心中缺乏平安。
I didn't really feel like praying anymore.
我甚至开始不想祷告了。
And I turned to watching movies or TV shows.
我变成开始看很多的电影跟电视节目
so that I could escape from reality.
让我可以逃离现实
But the more I did that, the more I felt more miserable and more empty.
但是我越这样子做，我心中越痛苦，越空虚
But truly praise and thank God for His mercy.
但是真的感谢颂赞神，他怜悯我
As my spiritual strength was being depleted.
当我属灵的力量已经被耗尽的时候
God sent me a lot of help.
神就把帮助带来了。
It was at this time that I experienced God's love through my spiritual companions.
也是这个时候，我透过我的属灵同伴感受到神的爱。
They did not cease to pray for me.
他们不断的为我代祷。
And they always reminded me how God has guided me in my own life in the past.
他也一直在提醒我，过去神是如何的引导我。
And since He has already done so much.
那既然他已经为我做了那么多的事
He will surely guide me through this difficulty too.
他也一定会引导我离开这个困难。
And so through their prayers, I was beginning to revive from a spiritual coma.
那透过他们的带导，我就开始从这个属灵的昏迷中开始脱离。
I began to see how my faith really had no substance.
我就开始看到说我的信仰是如何的没有实质。
And so I began to pray again.
那我就开始再次的祷告。
So that God would soften my roommate's heart.
求神软化我室友的心。
So that I could somehow pray in my dorm room at least once a day.
让我至少可以在我自己的宿舍里面一天祷告一次。
After praying about this for a couple weeks,
那这样子祷告了几天之后
my roommate suddenly began to spend time outside our dorm room.
室友就突然开始会常常出去。
And I also found the courage to.Ask her for some time alone in the room.
那我也找到勇气跟他们说，可不可以给我一些单独的时间，在我自己的房间里。
And by God's grace, I really was able to pray at least once a day.
那因着神的恩典，我终于可以一天至少在房间里面祷告一次。
And this really improved my faith a lot.
那这真的让我的信仰改进很多。
So for those of you who might have an unbelieving roommate next year,
所以如果你们有不信主的室友。
I want to encourage you that the sooner you speak up about prayer, the easier it will be.
我想要勉励你们，你们越早跟他们讨论关于祷告的事情会越好。
Even though I prayed a lot more than from the beginning,
虽然我已经比刚开始多了很多的祷告。
I still struggled whenever I interacted with my roommate.
我跟我室友的互动中，我还是常常会有挣扎。
I had a really bad attitude problem.
我有一个很糟的态度问题。
And I was fixed on how she treated me, and I spent most of my time complaining.
我一直专注在她如何对待我，然后我大部分的时间都在抱怨。
And most of my time, free time, was spent talking about her.
那我多余的时间都花在讨论她。
And thinking about all the bad things she was doing.
然后一直思想她对我所做的所有这些不好的事情。
In December, I had the opportunity to serve as an SSC counselor for the first time.
在12月，我有那个机会成为学生灵恩会的辅导员。
And through one of the classes, God revealed to me how my life was displeasing to Him.
那透过其中一堂课，神告诉了我的生命其实我的生活其实是不得他的喜悦的。
And a sister shared her personal struggle with negative emotions and how her anger towards a family member conquered her heart.
这个有一个姐妹在见证中分享她跟负面情绪的一个挣扎，还有她对家人的愤怒如何占据了她的心。
And at the end of her testimony, she asked us a question.
然后在她的见证的最后，她问了大家一个问题。
Are your emotions in Christ?
你的情绪是在主里面吗？
And I still really remember how that question moved my heart.
那我还到现在还记得这个问题真的很感动我的心。
God has suddenly opened my eyes to the wall that I had built between me and Him.
神终于打开我的眼睛，看到我在我自己跟神中间筑的那一道墙。
I realized I was letting Satan win.By letting these emotions rule over me.
我发现我让这些情绪控制我，然后因此撒旦得胜。
And the root of the problem was pride, just like we studied at this NYTS.
那这些问题的根本就是骄傲，就如我们在这次 NYTS 所读的一样。
Deep inside, I expected God to give me a roommate according to my wants.
我的内心深处其实期待主耶稣给我我所想要的室友。
With this, I was thinking that I was the one who knew what was best for me.
因为我自己以为知道什么对我自己才是最好的。
But in reality, God had cared so much for me that he planned this whole thing. He brought this roommate to my life so that I could see my pride.
但是神非常爱我，他已经规划这一切，把这个室友带到我的生命里面，让我自己能够看到自己的骄傲。
And through this, these weakness, seeing my weaknesses, I could grow spiritually.
那透过看到自己的缺点，我才能够有属灵的成长。
And later on, I had the opportunity to attend my first college youth spiritual convocation.
后来我终于有机会参加我的第一个大专青年学生联会。
And it was there that I shared with my counselor how I was still struggling how to cope with my roommate.
那我在那里跟我的辅导员分享说我跟我的室友的相处是如何的挣扎。
And she said the following.
然后她就说。
You are defined by how hard you try and not by how others treat you.
并不是重点并不是别人如何对待你，而是你有多努力。
So you need to make a plan of who you want to be before God.
所以你应该要好好的规划说你在神面前想要成为什么样的人。
And because you tried your best to be your best before God.
那因为你已经尽力在神面前做你能做的最好。
You won't have any regrets.
你就不会有任何的懊悔。
And it doesn't matter what other people think.
那也不管别人如何的去想。
And so during this week, I really discovered how much I needed God in my life to transform.
那在这个礼拜，我就发现我多么需要主耶稣在我的生命中来改变我。
And it was through experiencing His love that week and prayer.
那也是透过在祷告中体验神。
That I found the strength to make a very specific New Year's resolution.
我得到力量来做一个新年的新愿望。
I wanted to live out 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to 18.
我想要活出帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章的第十六节跟第十八节。
And I think it's a verse that we all know very well.
我想这是我们大家都很知道的一个章节。
It's to rejoice always.
就是常常喜乐。
Pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
And in everything give thanks.
然后在一切事上感恩。
So after this CYSC, life was actually very different.
所以在这个讲习会之后，生命就不太一样了。
This was the first time I was able to keep up with my post-seminar goals.
这是我第一次能够维持讲习会之后所立的志向。
Until for at least 6 months.
可以维持了至少六个月。
And so when I came back from winter break.
当我寒假回来的时候。
The first goal was to pray more.
第一个目标就是要多祷告。
And so the sister who goes to the same school.
所以跟我去同一所学校的姐妹。
Together we had the goal to pray with each other every single day.
我们一起设下目标，每天一定要一起祷告。
And we were able to do this for 20 minutes each day.
然后我们每天就这样子做，然后祷告二十分钟。
And it was through these prayers that I felt God was opening my heart.
那也透过这些祷告，我感受到神正在打开我的心。
And I was able to see my weaknesses again.
那我可以再次看到自己的软弱。
At the same time, I could see God's faithfulness in my life.
同时，我也在我的生命中看到神的信实。
And it was through His promises that I could change myself.
那也是透过他的应许，我能够改变自己。
And another goal I worked on.
我另外一个目标。
Was to memorize at least one hymn each month with that sister.
是跟这个姐妹每个月至少背一首赞美诗。
And it's really amazing how something so simple, the effects of, it's amazing how it made such an lasting effect.
那这么简单的一件事情，它所带来的影响却是很惊人的。
And so because I had a hymn memorized,
因为我背起了赞美诗。
Whenever I was tempted to complain,
每当我想要抱怨的时候
，get frustrated or worried,
沮丧或是担心的时候
I would be able to refer to this hymn.
我就能够去想到这首赞美诗。
And it would give me strength.
那它就会给我力量。
One of the other personal goals I made after CYSC was to write a reflection of God's blessings every day.
那我所设的另外一个目标就是我每天都要写下我对神的一些感想。
And in the beginning, it was really hard to keep up.
那刚开始这其实很难维持。
But after 6 months,
但是六个月之后。
It became my source of joy.
就变成我喜乐的来源。
And it especially helped me to keep my eyes on God rather than the unpleasant situation I was in.
那这件事特别帮助我，让我的眼睛可以专注在神上面，而不是在我周遭这些很不好的状况。
And so what my roommates thought of me.
不管我的室友怎么样想我。
What they said.
不管他们说什么。
And what they did.
不管他们做什么。
No longer knocked me down spiritually and emotionally.
都不再击败，不管是在身或心击败我。
And it wasn't that I no longer felt negative emotions.
那时候我就开始不再感受到这些负面的情绪。
It was more about how God gave me strength to manage them.
而是神如何给我力量来管理这些情绪。
And how relying on Him.
那仰赖着他。
He can give me peace in an unlikely place.
他能够在我意想不到的地方给我平安。
Later on, God taught me another big lesson.
后来神也在教我另外一个很大的功课。
In April, I had to make the decision to go to National Youth Servitude Training.
在四月的时候，我决定要来 NYTS.
No, National Youth Servitude Training.
Sorry, 那个
NYST.
NYST.
And that's during Memorial Day weekend.
那个是在纪念日的周末。
And when I looked at the calendar,
当我看了我的日历的时候，
I saw that I had a midterm and three papers due the Tuesday after NYST.
我发现在 NYST 之后的礼拜二，我有三个报告要交，然后也有一个期中考。
And my heart was really torn on what to do.
那我那时候心中很挣扎。
My midterm was for a class that I was really struggling in.
我期中考的那一堂课其实是我正在挣扎的一堂课。
And if I went to NYST, I would have to miss all the review sessions held by my professor.
那如果去 NYST, 我就没办法参加那些复习的课堂。
My parents were also worried because I wouldn't be able to study, and that also made me anxious.
我的父母也很担心我不够时间可以读书，那我自己也觉得很焦虑。
At the same time, I thought this could be an opportunity to seek God first.
但是同时我也觉得说这是一个机会让我可以先求神。
And also experience how sufficient His grace can be.
然后体验神的恩典其实是够我用的。
And with that, I bought my plane ticket and was determined to do my best to finish all my work and study.
所以我就买了我的机票，然后决心要先赶快先把我的功课做完。
Really amazingly, during the week before NYST, suddenly two of my classes were canceled.
很神奇的，在 NYST 的前一个礼拜，我其中两堂课就被canceled 掉了，被取消。
The due date for one of my papers was shifted to a week later.
那其中一个报告被挪移了一个礼拜，往后挪了一个礼拜。
And now all of a sudden I had all this free time.
那突然我有很多的时间了。
And I had to make a decision.
那我也要做一个选择。
God had provided me a way that I never expected.
神给我开了一条我意想不到的路。
So I could either throw this grace away by procrastinating.
所以我可以偷懒，然后把神的恩典丢一边去。
Or I could really make the best of it.
或者是我可以尽全力的去使用它。
Use my time wisely and be able to enjoy NYST wholeheartedly.
好好使用我的时间，然后可以全心的去享受 NYST。
So really thank God for giving me the self-discipline to overcome my laziness.
所以感谢神给我那个自制力，可以去克服我的懒惰。
And through this blessing, I was reminded that God can really make things work out.
那透过这一个恩典，神也让我知道说，他可以让一切都顺利。
We just need to give Him a chance.
我们只要给他一个机会。
And praise and thank God, NYST went by smoothly.
所以感谢颂赞神，NYST 非常的顺利结束了。
And I felt really spiritually renewed.
那我也觉得我的灵命更新了。
But when I got to the airport, I found out that my plane was delayed.
但是当我到了机场，我发现我的飞机误点。
And the airplane was stuck in Austin, Texas.
那个飞机卡在德州。
Because of flash floods.
因为爆发洪水。
And so the airline crew mentioned that they didn't really know when it would be able to take off from Texas.
那空服员有提到说他们也不知道飞机哪时候才能够飞进来。
A half an hour later, I found out that they assumed it would be a one hour delay.
半个小时后，他们就说应该是大概一个小时的时间。
Another few minutes later, they said it was going to be 3 hours.
过几分钟，他们说三个小时。
And 6 hours later, there's still no plane there.
六个小时之后，飞机还是没有来。
And so just for reference, I'm from Northern California.
那让大家稍微知道一下，我是从北加州来的。
And NYST was in Southern California.
那 NYST 是在南加州。
And it only takes 6 hours to drive there.
其实从南加州开到北加州只需要6个小时。
And so this made me really frustrated.
所以这真的让我很沮丧。
Because at the end it was a 6.5, almost 7 hour delay.
因为到最后我等了6个半小时，将近7个小时的时间。
I wasn't able to arrive back home until 3 in the morning.
我到了凌晨3点才到家。
And I also flew to the airport that was closest to my house instead of my dorm.
而且我飞的机场是离我家比较近，而不是离宿舍近。
So I still had to take the train to get back to campus in the morning.
所以我到了之后，我还要坐火车回到我的宿舍。
And my midterm was at 10 in the morning.
那我那时候期中考是早上10点。
And so when I was still stuck at the Southern California airport.
那我当时还卡在南加州的机场的时候。
All I could think about was how the time for my midterm was getting closer and closer.
我只能想说我的期中考时间越来越近了。
And when I looked around me, everyone was miserable.
那我看我的周围，大家都很痛苦。
Some were crying.
有些人在哭。
A lot of people were cursing.
很多人在骂。
And everyone was complaining.
那大家都在抱怨。
And in this environment, it was a really great obstacle not to complain to.
那在这样的环境，其实很难不抱怨。
And all the negativity was overwhelming.
那所有这些负面的情绪，其实一直环绕着。
So I called my mom and my brother.
所以我打电话给我的母亲跟我的哥哥
，and texted a few of my spiritual friends，
然后传讯息给我一些属灵朋友
，and asked them all to pray for me，
然后请他们所有的人为我祷告。
And it was at this time that a spiritual mentor texted me back。
也是在这个时候，有一个属灵的老师他传一个讯息给我。
And he said, when troubles fall, people freak out in this world。
就是当困难来的时候，世界上的人都会很慌张。
But since we have Christ in our lives, we're chill.
但是因为我们有主耶稣在我们的生命，所以我们很平静。
And so through this encouragement, I was really reminded that God is bigger than any problem, obstacle, and trial I will ever face.
那透过他这样的勉励，让我想起说，主耶稣其实是超越我们所有的困难，还有所面对的任何的困境。
And I took a deep breath.
那我就深呼吸。
Prayed in silence.
默祷。
And I asked God to teach me how to be joyful because I don't know how right now.
那我就求神教导我要如何喜乐，因为我现在没有办法。
And in that simple silent prayer, God gave me a lot of comfort.
那在那一个很简单的默祷里面，神给我很多安慰。
The hymn "God will take care of you" came to mind.
赞美诗神会照顾你就来到我的脑海中。
And a flood of peace came into my heart.
那我的心就被平安所充满。
And in the end, I only got 2 hours of sleep before my midterm.
最后我考期中考之前，我只有睡了2个小时。
But by God's grace, I felt so awake, and I really could feel God sustaining me both physically and spiritually.
那因着神的恩典，我的精神却是很好。那我可以感受到是神照顾着我的身心。
And so through this past school year,
所以在过去的这个学年。
I have gained so many precious lessons and blessings.
我学到好多宝贵的功课，然后也得到很多的福气。
And just as the pastors and counselors have encouraged us the past two weeks.
那就像所有的传道跟辅导员在过去这2个礼拜一直勉励我们的。
No matter how old you are,
不管你年纪多大，
you need all the spiritual support you can get on this spiritual journey.
在这个属灵的旅程当中，我们需要我们。所能够得到所有的属灵的支撑。
And most importantly,
那最重要的。
God gives us a joy that is not dependent on what we experience.
神给我们的喜乐是超越我们所体验的一切。
So no matter how unpleasant it may be,
所以不管你所遇到的事情是多么的让人不愉快。
In our hearts,
在我们的心中。
We have a choice to be joyful.
我们可以选择喜乐。
And remember that God's grace is always sufficient.
然后记得神的恩典永远够我们用。
Lastly, I would like to share a verse.
最后我想要跟大家分享一个章节。
And this is one of my favorites.
这是我最喜欢的章节之一。
And it kept me going through the past year.
然后这让我在过去几年一直得到力量。
Let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 3.
我们来看哈巴谷书的第三章。
Habakkuk chapter 3 verses 17 to 19.
哈巴谷书的第三章17节到19节。
17. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls.
18.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. 19. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills. May all the glory and honor be unto his holy name.
愿所有的荣耀颂赞都归于神。
Thank the grace of the Lord.
感谢神的恩典。
It's a very interesting testimony.
这是一个很有趣的见证。
Especially from someone so young.
特别是从那么年轻的一个人。
I was going to say little, but
我本来要说小。
Because the thing is, because I knew her since she was so very, very young.
因为我从她非常小的时候就认识她了。
And her older brother was my SSC student from many, many years ago.
那她的哥哥其实是我的学龄会的学生。
But now seeing that she's the first year in college, is really? I don't know. Time passes by so fast.
现在看到她已经大学一年级了，心中觉得有点复杂，时间过得很快。
And seeing all the struggle that she need to learn to deal with on her own in school.
然后看到她在学校必须要独自面对的所有的一切的挣扎。
Many of us, we grow and well taken care of by our family.
我们很多都是被家人照顾得很好。
So college, living in the dormitory or away from home might be the first time really that we really need to handle such situation ourselves.
所以大学或者是去住在宿舍，其实是我们第一次必须要独自去解决问题的时候。
And there might be obstacles.
有可能会有很多的困难。
There might be terrible roommates.
可能会有很糟的室友。
But that's also the best opportunity for you to learn, fight, and grow.
这是让你学习、奋斗，然后成长的最好的机会。
So if God did not provide you an all smooth ride.
所以即使神没有给你一个很顺利的路,
you pray for a good roommate and come up with two terrible, unbelievable person in your room.
你祷告的是想要好的室友，但是出现的却是两个你无法想象的人。
Hey, you never know. Maybe they are the reason that you start to cherish your faith and you fight for your faith and you pray harder.
但是你永远不知道，或许这两个人会成为你开始珍惜你的信仰，为自己的信仰征战，然后属灵上成长的一个理由。好，so
for those who are new in school,
所以对那一些新的学生
，stand firm, fight for the Lord.
请站立着的稳，然后为主奋斗。Be
brave and stand strong.
行刚强壮胆。
Next, we'd like to ask Brother Brian from Edmonton to share with us.
下一个，我们请Edmonton 的弟兄 Brian 弟兄来为我们见证。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
我们一起低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，我见证。
Thank God for giving me the opportunity to testify today.
感谢神给我这个机会，可以在这边跟大家分享我的见证。
Today I would like to testify about how God introduced me to my wife.
今天我要见证的是神如何把我介绍给我的太太。
I was married last year in September.
我去年九月结婚。
So it's been about 11 months now.
所以现在已经大概11个月了。
And despite my occasional whining,
虽然我有时候会抱怨一下。
It has been an absolutely blessed and wonderful experience.
其实是一个很美妙、很蒙福的一个体验。
But the journey to get to this point was interesting.
但是达到这一点的路途其实是蛮有趣的。
And it has been filled with God's guidance.
那也充满着神的引导。
My wife Jennifer was not the first sister I courted or was matched to.
我的太太 Jennifer 并不是我第一个被介绍的姐妹。
I was matched to two sisters before who agreed to talk to me.
我以前被介绍过两个姐妹，她们也同意跟我就是讲话。
But the conversations were awkward and didn't go anywhere.
但是我们的谈话都很尴尬。
Two others flat out said no.
所以她们两个都说不要。
No, there's two other ones.
哦，然后另外两个又说不要。
And I also courted two sisters of my own choosing.
那我也另外跟另外两个姐妹约会。
Both started out really well.
两个刚开始都很好。
But both ended within 6 months.
但是两个都在六个月之内结束了。
And all of this happened within a period of 3 years.
那所有这些事情都在三年内发生。
So by December of 2011, when the final sister called it off.
所以在2011年的十二月，当最后一个姐妹就是决定结束的时候。
I was emotionally a mess.
我那时候情绪上其实是很混乱的。
I was discouraged.
我那时候很沮丧。
Disappointed.
很失望。
Feeling unwanted.
觉得没有人要我。
These words just can't describe how sad I actually was.
但是这些都没办法形容我那时候多悲伤。
And it was at this point in time that I knew that the only thing I could do was pray to God.
那也只有在这一刻我才知道说我唯一能做的就是向神祷告。
So with Christmas vacation coming up,
那时候圣诞节的假期快要来了。
I wanted just a few days to myself to fast and pray for a couple days.
我就想要自己一个人禁食祷告几天。
And just to cry out my pain and to God and maybe ask for His direction.
向神倾诉我的痛苦，然后请求他引导我。
And as a guy, maybe to cry.
但是因为我是一个男生，所以没办法哭。
But something strange happened.
但是很奇怪的事情发生了。
So from the very moment that I said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray."
当我一跪下说奉主耶稣圣名祷告的时候
，All I could do was thank God.
我唯一能做的就是感谢神。
Despite my effort,
不管我多么努力。
Despite my kind of wanting to complain to God,
不管我多么想要抱怨。
My mind was just filled with praises to God.
我的脑海只对神只有赞美。
And the spirit when I prayed, it just prayed in joy.
那我的圣灵在我里面祷告的时候是很喜乐的。
And this happened in every prayer for a couple of days.
那在接下来几天，我的每个祷告都是这样子。
So pretty clear, quickly became clear to me that what I was going through was for my own benefit.
所以很快就我就很清楚的知道说所发生的所有这一切事情都是为了我自己的好。
And somehow God is guiding all of these failures for my own good.
那神引导我走过这些失败也是为了我的益处。
So why God guided this way became very clear soon after.
那为什么神这样子引导很快就明朗了？
First of all, I withdrew myself from any more matchmaking for the time being.
第一我就先抽离自己先不接受任何的相亲介绍。
And then over the next couple months, I realized I had to deal with many spiritual battles within myself.
那接下来几个月，我发现我有很多属灵的征战要打。
There was a lot of unfinished business that I had to deal with.
我有很多未了的功课。
So it's clear that despite what I thought at the time,
所以很明显的不管我当时是怎么样想的
，I wasn't actually ready to handle a relationship.
我其实还没有准备好。
God wanted me to work things out of myself.
神希望 我自己先解决自己的问题。
And it wasn't possible to do this while I was taking care of someone else or talking to someone else.
那我如果在一个介绍过程中，我其实没办法做这样的事情。
So it was God's guidance that gave me the time that I needed.
所以是神的引导，他给了我充足的时间。
After CNYTS, I felt 2012, I felt a lot better.
在加拿大神训班之2012的加拿大神训班之后，我就觉得好一点了。
So I was ready to try to be in matchmade again.
那我就准备好可以再被介绍。
And let me step back here and let me explain to you how the matchmaking process works.
那我跟大家稍微解释一下相亲的过程是怎么样。
So if a marriage counselor thinks there's a good match,
所以如果一个婚介觉得有一个很适合的人
，he'll approach the brother first with the sister's profile.
他会先来到弟兄这边拿着姐妹的简介。
It's a two-page summary and a photo.
就是一个两页的简单的介绍，还有一张照片。
If the brother agrees to try, then he will approach the sister.
如果
marriage coordinator will push the sister.
如果弟兄同意被介绍，那这个婚介就会再去问姐妹。
And then if she agrees to try as well,
那如果姐妹也同意，
he'll introduce us.
他就会介绍我们两个。
And then leave us to talk and see what happens.
然后就让我们自己好好自己谈话，然后看会发生什么事。
And we'll just occasionally checking to see how things are going.
然后只是偶尔会来看一下事情的进展如何。
So it's really not that much different from say eHarmony.
所以其实跟eHarmony网路相亲其实没有什么不一样。
Except God's the matchmaker and not a computer.
除了神是那个婚介而不是电脑。
So after CNYTS, I was going to try matchmaking again.
所以在 加拿大审讯班之后，我准备好可以再次被介绍。
But I made a few resolutions.
但是我先立了几个志向。
First, I decided to fully trust in God in everything.
第一，我决定要全心的把我的信心放在神上面。
So barring any uncomfortable feeling I would feel if I was praying.
所以排除我祷告中所有不管什么样的情的感觉。
I will give every suggestion match at least a shot.
我会给任何一个被介绍的对象我都会尝试。
At the same time, to make sure my own will doesn't get in the way.
那同时为了确保说不是我的自己的意思。
I also decided to not look at the sister's profile until after she accepted.
我也决定说除非姐妹同意了之后，我才会去看她的简介。
So soon after, I was given a profile of a London sister to look at.
所以很快的，我就被给予一个伦敦的姐妹的简介。
But I didn't look at it.
但是我没有去看。
I prayed and said yes and waited for a response.
我祷告，然后说好，然后就等待回复。
And a couple of days later, Jennifer replied to the marriage coordinator.
那几天之后 ，Jennifer 就回复婚介。
And she replied something along the lines of Canada. Whew, I'm going to have to pray about this one.
她就说。哦，加拿大，那我可能要好好先祷告一下。
So she asked for 2 weeks to pray about it.
所以她说可不可以给我两个礼拜祷告
？And I was kind of glad.
那我其实内心还蛮开心的。
Since it would give me additional time to pray as well.
因为这样也可以给我多一点时间祷告。
And finish my video game.
然后打完我的电动玩具。
But I never had the chance for additional prayer.
但是我其实没有机会可以多祷告。
In fact, I was just finishing that game 3 days later.
因为三天之后，我正要打完那个电动玩具的时候
，That she sent a response saying yes.
她就回复说好。
So the lesson is, pray when you can.
所以我们这边要学习的时候，趁你们还可以祷告的时候，请祷告。
Because you'll never know when you need it.
因为你不知道你哪时候会需要。
So why Jennifer said yes so quickly?
那为什么 Jennifer 会那么快答应呢？
I'll leave her to testify about that one day.
我可以请她有一天来跟大家见证。
But as for me,
但是对我来说，
as soon as I saw the email,
当我看到这封邮件的时候，
I eagerly opened the profile to see what I had gotten myself into.
我就很急切地打开她的简介来看我到底是进入了什么。
And that's when I got scared.
那时候我就很害怕。
Because in the what do you desire for a husband section of the profile?
因为在你希望你的先生有什么样特质的那一个栏位。
She wrote that he must be able to speak Cantonese.
她有写说她一定要能够讲广东话。
Because in order to speak to her parents.
这样子才能跟她的父母沟通。
And the pastor knew that my family speaks Cantonese.
那传道知道我们家讲广东话。
But I don't think he realized that I didn't.
但是他可能没有发现说我其实不太会。
Okay, I'm actually very bad at it.
就是我其实讲得很糟。
There was one time I called my classmate.
有一次我打电话给我的同学。
And when her mom picked up the phone,
她妈妈接了电话之后，
I said a few words to her in Cantonese.
我用广东话跟她讲了几句话。
Just hello, auntie, how are you?
可能就是阿姨你好，你今天如何
？And after I hung up,
当我挂了电话之后
，my classmate's mom asked her.
我同学的妈妈问她说
，So who was the nice Indian boy who can speak Cantonese?
刚刚那个人很好的印度会讲广东话印度男孩是谁呢
？So my Cantonese was really, really terrible.
所以我的广东话其实是很糟的。
And I thought that this mean that she would reject me as soon as I mentioned that to her.
所以我以为当我跟她提起这件事情的时候，她会马上拒绝我。
But she decided to give it a shot anyway.
但是她还是决定要努力一下。
One reason why people are so hesitant about the matchmaking process.
大家会对相亲这件事情很犹豫的理由之一。
Is that they don't see how two strangers can find anything to say.
是因为他们不知道两个陌生人到底有什么话可以讲。
And it's a valid concern.
那也是个正当的考虑。
If you've never met,
如果你们从来没有碰过面
or long distance,
或者是你们是长途的
don't know the person at all,
你完全不认识这个人
how can you connect?
你怎么可能跟他有任何的相关的话题呢
And my two previous matchmaking experiences follow that pattern.
那其实我前面的两个介绍，其实都是这样子的结果。
Your first emails, you talk about yourself.
你第一个 email 就会开始自我介绍一下。
Then you talk about your hobbies.
然后你讲一下你的嗜好。
Your day.
你今天如何
？The weather.
天气。
And then things get really awkward when you run out of things to say.
当你已经没话说的时候，就开始很尴尬了。
But with God, nothing is impossible.
但是在神没有不可能的事情。
I realized that there were days when I would get home.
我发现有一些日子，当我回到家的时候
，pray，
我都要祷告
，send from the computer，
坐在电脑面前。
And then realize I have no clue what to write.
然后发现我根本不知道写什么。
But somehow I would just start writing.
但是我就是会开始写。
And then I kept writing.
然后我就开始一直写。
It's as if my fingers moved on their own.
就好像我手指头自己会动一样。
And I have no doubt that this is the work of God.
那我完全没有疑问说这是神的工作。
Because I never wrote so much.
因为我从来没有写过这么多。
Within a month, our daily emails were about 3 pages each.
经过一个月之后，我们每一天的 email 大概都是三页长。
We talked about everything.
我们谈的话题涵盖任何的一切。
But what we said all focused about God.
但是我们任何所说的东西都是以神为中心。
And when we start with God,
所以当我们以神为开始的时候
，then our hopes, lives, and feelings will just come out naturally after.
我们的盼望、我们的生活跟我们所有的一切就会开始很自然的出来。
It does have a slight downside.
但是它却有一个很小的缺点。
3 weeks in, when I was telling my mom about how great things were going.
三个礼拜后，当我开始跟我妈说事情非常顺利的时候
，and how we were writing such long emails.
然后我们彼此会写很长的 email.
She asked me, "Great."What's your favorite color?
然后他就问我说啊，很好啊，那他最喜欢的颜色是什么？
And I gave her a dumb look.
然后我就傻傻的看着他。
And I say, I don't know. We hadn't gone to it yet.
就说我不知道，我们还没聊到那里。
Emails moved on to phone calls.
所以从 email 交往来，我们就开始打电话了。
And then in December 2012, I flew to London to actually meet her for the first time.
然后2012年的十二月，我就飞到伦敦来第一次跟她碰面。
And this was the next big challenge.
那这是下一个大的挑战。
There's a big difference between talking to someone on the phone.
因为跟一个人在电话讲话。
And actually being with the person.
但跟面对面其实是很不一样的。
We decided to meet a neutral place, a Starbucks, our first meeting place.
所以我们就决定到一个很大众的地方，星巴克成为我们第一个见面的地方。
And if you imagine two awkward people.
你可以想象两个很尴尬的人。
Going, hi, how are you? Good, how about you?
就说啊，嗨，你好啊，你好吗？我很好。
Good, how was your flight?
啊，你的旅途如何啊？
That was pretty much us for the first 3 hours.
我们的谈话几乎就是这样，在最前面的三个小时。
And the next 3 days were extremely awkward.
那接下来三天也是极端的。尴尬。
And we didn't say much to each other.
对彼此并没有什么很多话可以讲。
We even considered going to hang out with her friends just to have something to talk about.
我们甚至考虑要不要去找她的朋友，这样子我们才能有一些话题可以聊。
So on the third day was the Sabbath.
那第三天是安息日。
And then that's where in church Jennifer had a realization.
那也是在那个时候 ，Jennifer 突然发现说。
Since I arrived in London,
自从我抵达伦敦之后
，we haven't prayed together yet.
我们从来没有一起祷告过。
We just prayed by ourselves in our own rooms.
我们只有在自己的房间自己祷告。
So that night we prayed together for the first time.
所以那一天我们就第一次的一起跪下来祷告。
And then from that on,
然后从那个时候开始
，the remaining 3 days were wonderful.
接下来三天都很美好。
It's as if something just clicked, and as we kept praying together, things became smoother and smoother.
那我们继续祷告之后，我们事情就越来越顺利。
So I got home feeling pretty good about the relationship.
所以当我回家的时候，我对这段关系其实感到非常的有信心。
I got along with Jennifer.
我跟她相处的不错。
I got along with her parents.
我跟她的父母相处的不错。
And things seems to be going very well.
然后一切事情看起来都是非常的顺利。
But then a few days later.
但是几天后。
Jennifer delivered the bombshell.
Jennifer 就丢了一个炸弹给我。
Why I thought I had gotten along with their parents.
虽然我自己以为跟他的父母相处的不错。
In fact, they disliked me.
但其实他们不喜欢我。
I did not make a good first impression.
我给的第一个印象并不是很好。
And there was multiple reasons.
有很多的理由。
When I first met them.
我刚开始见到他们的时候。
They were expecting a very respectful Asian style. Hello, auntie. Hello, uncle. My name is Brian.
他们本来期待的是一个。华人式的非常尊重的问候，就是阿姨你好，叔叔你好。
Instead, I gave them a very respectful Canadian style.
但是我却给了他们一个加拿大式的也是非常尊重的问候。
Hi, I'm Brian. Nice to meet you. Let me shake your hand.
Hi, 我是 Brian. 我可以跟你握手吗？
So that did not help us. That did not make a good start.
所以这并不是一个很好的开始。
And then, of course, there was the whole Cantonese thing again.
当然还有我的广东话。
And then finally, spilling a bowl of soup on myself did not help.
然后把汤倒在我自己身上，这也没有帮助。
Doing it a second time made it worse.
然后第二次的时候更糟。
So I was really worried for the next couple of months.
所以在接下来几个月，我其实很担心。
First impressions mean a lot.
因为第一个印象是很重要的。
And I didn't know how to fix that relationship.
那我不知道如何去修复这个关系。
Gifts probably wouldn't work.
礼物可能没有用。
I'm not a smooth talker.
我并不太会讲话。
And my Cantonese was still terrible.
那我的广东话还是很糟。
So it seemed like a very impossible mountain to climb.
所以就好像一个无法爬上去的山一样。
And I prayed about it, asking God to show me what to do.
那我就向神祷告，求神告诉我应该要怎么做。
But no revelations ever came.
但是他从来没有告诉我。
Somehow a couple of months later,
几个月之后，
her mom just suddenly told Jennifer that she thought I was a good guy.
她妈妈突然告诉 Jennifer 说她觉得我是一个好人。
I don't know what happened.
我不知道发生什么事。
But without me doing anything, their disposition had changed.
但是他们对我的观念却在我什么都没有做的状况下改变了。
It's as if I had asked the mountain to move, and then when I woke up the next morning, it was gone.
就好像我说，这山可不可以不见？然后隔天我醒来，它就不见了。
And so from that point on, things started to get was a lot more smoothly from that point on.
所以从那一刻之后，一切的事情就变得很顺利。
So in November 2013.
所以在2013年的十一月
，15 months after we started，
我们开始被介绍之后的第十五个月
，I proposed to Jennifer，
我跟她求婚了。
And when I think about it, I realize just how God had guided me throughout。
当我去回想的时候，我真的可以想看到神如何的引导我。
We never had any trouble. I just prayed about it。
我们从来没有任何的困难，我们只是一起祷告。
And it just fixed itself。
然后问题就会自己解决了。
And so God's timing really was the best。
所以神的时候真的是最好的时候。
So even though my previous failures hurt,
虽然我之前的失败让我很痛苦。
They were all for my own benefit and just showed how little I actually knew myself.
但是一切都是为了我自己的益处，也让我知道说我对自己的认识有多少。
And having a God-focused relationship just made everything go so smoothly.
那有一个以神为中心的关系，就让所有事情变得很顺利。
Both between ourselves and with other people.
不管是我们两个中间，或是跟别人。
So I hope this testimony encouraged you to give matchmaking a try when you look for your spouse.
所以我希望这个见证可以鼓励大家，当时候到的时候可以给被介绍一个机会。
With God, it's not as difficult as it might seem.
因为如果有神，就不会看起来这么困难了。
God might use a different method.
神可能会用一个不同的方法。
But I hope you don't eliminate it as a possibility.
但是请不要把这个机会就是看作。就是不要失去这个机会。
So let's look at Mark chapter 11.
那我们来看马可福音第十一章。
Mark chapter 11. Verses 22 to 24.
马可福音十一章22节到24节。
Have faith in God. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God.
23节。
22节。So Jesus answered them and said to them, have faith in God.
耶稣回答说，你们当信服神。
For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says.
23节跟24节。
And therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. God did give me one more grace.
所以神又给我一个恩典。
Since I married Jennifer,
自从我跟 Jennifer 结婚之后，
I think I can count on one hand the number of hours I practice Cantonese.
我练习广东话的次数，我用一只手都可以算得出来。
But God knows how important our an in-law relationship is.
但是神知道我跟岳父母的关系是多么重要。
So a couple of months ago, I had a Skype chat with her mom.
所以
for just 10 minutes.
几个月前，我跟她的妈妈在 Skype 上面谈话，可能只有十分钟吧。
And at the very end, she says, "Wow, your Cantonese is pretty good now."
然后在要结束的时候，她就说，哦，你的广东话现在讲得很好。
I'm just glad she didn't mention my Indian accent.
然后我很开心，她没有提到说我有印度腔。
May all the glory be unto His name.
愿所有的荣耀都归于神。
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, the grace of the Lord.
感谢颂赞神。
Marriage is extremely crucial in our life.
婚姻是在我们生命中非常重要的一件事情。
So when Brian came up here,
所以当 Brian 来到这里的时候
，very straightforward and say, "I'm here to testify about my marriage."
他很直接的说，我在这里见证我的婚姻。
然后 suddenly I like all this sigh.
我突然听见弟兄洗
衣。They are like,
突然醒过来。
And what's going on? They are like, oh, exciting.
他们感觉很兴奋。
When they heard about marriage dating, they all get very exciting. Yeah.
当他们听到约会啊，结婚，他们都变得很兴奋。
But please do remember,
但是请记住
the key point in this testimony.
他这个见证的关键点
is do prayer, a lot of prayer.
是祷告。
And do not rely on the 2-page profile.
然后不要仰赖那个两页的简介。
We all know where that 2-page profile came from, right?
我们不知道，我们都知道这两页简介是从哪里来的。
So, hopefully through this testimony.
所以希望大家从这个见证。
You will give us more confidence to trust in the Lord.
能够给我们更多的信心来仰赖神。
That even a Canadian brother finds a sister.
连一个加拿大弟兄都能够找到姐妹。
And brothers and sisters.
啊，弟兄姐妹们。
And Brian also mentioned trust. Give the marriage coordinator a chance.
Brian 弟兄也有提到说要有信心，要给婚介一个机会。
And many of them are really willing to help you and help you to find your lifelong spiritual partner in the Lord.
他们很多人是真的想要帮助你们去找到一个一辈子的属灵同伴。
So for your information.
所以让你们知道一下。
Number is 778-552-8088.
那是他的电话号码。
Pastor Timothy Yang.
杨传道。
Next we'd like to ask Sister Yiru to share her testimony.
下一个我们请怡如姐妹来分享她的见证。
请大家同心默祷。
Let's all bow our head and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
其实，在刚刚的两个见证中，我都受到了很大的鼓励。
I was greatly encouraged through the two testimonies.
好，但是恐怕在我的见证中呢，不会有这么多的笑声。
But I'm afraid there might not be as much laughter in my testimony.
但是的确有许多的对主耶稣的感恩。
But there's many thanksgiving towards God.
在约翰福音的十五章里面有讲到。
In John chapter 15, it mentions.
主耶稣对他的门徒说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。
Jesus has said to his disciples that, you do not choose me, but I was the one who chose you.
并且呢，我要吩咐你们去为我结果子。
And I have appointed you to go and bear fruit.
我们每一个人都是被主耶稣所拣选的。
Each one of us are chosen by God.
他拣选我们，就是要让我们在生命中能够活出他的形象，能够为他来结果子。
He chose us so we can live out his image in our life, and that we can bear fruit for him.
所以我今天要跟大家分享，从我信主一直到现在。
So today I want to share with everybody, my journey. From the beginning of my faith.
在信仰及在侍奉上的这个认识。
And my knowledge of God, in my servitude and in my faith.
我是第一代的信徒。
I'm a first generation believer.
在我妈妈她人家介绍她来教会洗礼之后，不久我也跟着妈妈来教会洗礼，并且受圣灵。
After someone brought my mom to church and she baptized, I also followed along and was baptized with her.
所以从小在教会里面，在宗教教育长大。
So I grew up in the RE system in church.
也有机会在教会，从高中就开始做教员。
And I had the chance to also be an RE teacher beginning high school.
那我觉得说在教会里面什么都非常的好。
And I thought everything in church is so wonderful.
唯一的遗憾就是我爸爸还没有信主。
The only thing is that my father hasn't believed in Christ yet.
所以以前哦，每次有时候要来教会守安息日，或者是有升学考试的时候。
So every time, whenever we're in church for Sabbath day, or whenever I'm facing finals.
那我爸爸有时候就会阻挡我们，不让我们来教会。
Sometimes my father would go against us so that we cannot come to church.
所以在心里面一直有一个愿望。
So in my heart, I've always wished.
希望我爸爸有一天能够来信主。
That my dad one day could come to the Lord too.
但是他是那种心肠非常刚硬的人。
But he's a very hard-hearted man.
就是我跟他说，我们在教会有现实啊， 我跟他说我要上台表演。
Even when I tell him that we have a hymnal presentation at church and I will be presenting with the choir.
好，我说我要表演，那他还是不愿意来。
I'm presenting with the choir and still he wouldn't want to come.
好，那除此之外呢，感谢主，主耶稣让我的学业都一切都非常的很平顺。
That aside, God allowed all my schooling went smoothly.
好，那在大学毕业之后呢，我就到国中去教书。
After I graduated university, I went to a junior high to teach.
好，那因为那个是公费的一个这个分配的一个学校。
Because it was a public school.
那就是算是一个很好的工作。
So it was actually a pretty good job.
好，所以我就去那边教，大概教了三个月之后。
So I was there teaching for about 3 months.
好，那我就问自己说。 难道我的人生就是这样子吗？
And I asked myself, is this all to my life?
因为我教的是音乐。
Because the subject I taught was music.
但是呢，学生他们主要的科目呢，其实不是音乐。
But music is not an important subject for the students.
所以其实他们上课呢，是不认真的。
So when they're in class, they're not really paying attention.
那我就想说，好，我要这样教25年嘛。
And I thought to myself, I had to teach this way for 25 years.
所以我那时候想说，哎，我是不是能够有机会呢，再去念书哦，出国去留学，去充实自己。
So I thought to myself, perhaps I should seek for a chance to study abroad and continue my learning.
但是我的同学们他们是在大学的时候就已经开始准备要出国留学。
But a lot of my classmates start preparing for studying abroad since college.
那我是到了已经开始教书的时候，我才想到这样的事情。
But I didn't thought of it until I started working already.
所以起步其实已经比别人慢了。 So
I already started later than everybody else.
那时候我真的对英文也没有什么兴趣，也没有认真在念英文。And
I was never too interested in English and never really study hard.
那后来呢，在教会里面有一个长辈，他听我在分享这件事情。
And later on in church, one of the brothers, they heard me share about this.
那他就跟我鼓励说，那你可以禁食祷告啊，因为你觉得难成的事情，你就要跟神祷告。
He encouraged me to fast and pray. Whatever you think is hard to do, just fast and pray to God.
那之前呢，我也都是都听传道讲，可是我自己从来没有这样做过。
And before I would hear this encouragement from the pastors, but I never did it myself.
可是自从那个长辈鼓励之后，我想说，好吧，既然我面对这样的难题，那我一定要来做禁食祷告。
And since that older brother encouraged me so I thought, because I'm facing this difficulty, I should do so.
所以呢，我在学校就是每天早上，每天我大概会有三四节课要上课。
So at school, I would usually have to teach 3 to 4 classes.
那就是呢，早上一直到中午的时间呢，我就试着说让自己就是禁食。
So I would try to fast from the morning to noontime.
那一开始其实我很紧张，怕说我的嗓子会哑掉。
At first, I was very nervous. I didn't want to lose my voice.
好，但是感谢神的是哦，非常奇妙，这一些症状都没有出现。
But thank God, none of this happened.
好，那也让我体会到说，哦，原来禁食祷告它真的是很有功效的。
And also let me experience that fasting and prayer is of great effect.
那后来呢，我有申请到美国的学校。
And I got accepted to. American University.
那时候呢，我申请到之后，我才跟我爸爸说。
And after I got accepted, is when I told my father.
那他那时候呢，只说了一句话。
He only said one thing.
他说：“我看到你的努力。”
I saw how hard you were working.
其实我觉得他是那种根本都不会注意我的人，没想到他很注意哦。
I thought he never noticed me, but in fact he did.
所以就这样子的到了美国来念书。
And so I came to the U.S. to study.
好，那时候我是去费城教会聚会。back
then I was attending church in Philadelphia.
那我在华盛顿 D.C. 念书。And
I was studying Washington D.C.
好，那大概搭车搭 bus 的话，大概要3个多小时。I
have to take the bus for like 3 hours.
好，那刚来那时候呢，遇到这个亚洲金融风暴。And
when I first came, it was Asian financial crisis.
所以那个学费短短几个月呢，就从涨了大概三分之一倍。
So my tuition grew 30% in a matter of a few months.
好，那因为刚来就是很多学业上啊，生活上都不适应。
And because I was still adjusting to my new life there.
我就有一次呢，在这个要到教会的路上。
And there was once on my way to church.
我就想说啊，这不是我跟神祷告、禁食祷告的吗？
And I thought to myself, didn't I fast and pray for this?
那可是为什么我现在面对这么多的难题哦
？But why am I facing so many obstacles?
那到底神要我做些什么
？What is it that God want me to do?
好，那在教会呢，当然在有一个这个安息日降下来，是信心又恢复了。
And of course, my faith was revived after a whole Sabbath service.
可是从教会要回到自己住的地方，又要自己面对这一切。
But on my way from church back home, I have to face these obstacles by myself again.
因为那真的是我第一次离开家。
Because that was the very first time I left home.
我在台湾都是住在家里面。
Because back in Taiwan, I always lived at home.
所以在回程的这个巴士上。
So on my way back.
哦，我依然在想这件事情。
I was still thinking about this.
好，那时候我就看到呢，也是大概现在这个时间。
And it was about this time.
好，那这个窗外的这个风景哦。
And the scenery outside.
好，看到有那个飞鸟飞到一个大树上去停下来。
I saw birds flying to a tree.
好，那个时候啊，就让我想到马太福音的第六章。
And that moment made me think of Matthew chapter 6.
他就说，神啊，其实不会让我们忧虑的。
That says that God will not make us worry.
哦，他就是为这个飞鸟准备了食物。
He even prepared food for the birds.
所以对于他所创造的他最宝贵的人类。
So to his creation, his most precious creation, human.
啊，他怎么会不珍惜呢
？How would he not treasure them？
哎，我们要先求他的国，他的义。
We need to seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
那其他的东西他都会加添给你。
And everything else he will give to us.
所以在那一看到这个景象，那让我想到这个圣经节之后。
So after I saw that scene and I thought of this verse.
其实神是开了我的心。
God opened my heart.
那让我知道说，哎，其实我在这边念书是有意义的。
And let me know that there is a meaning for me to be studying here.
哦，让我知道在这些困难的这些学科里面。
To let me know that in the midst of all these difficult classes.
我找到动力，说我念这些，我可以为教会做什么。
I found the motivation that studying all of these, I might be able to do something for the Lord.
那教会的弟兄姐妹呢，也都非常的关心，也都常常给我鼓励。
And the brethren at church are also very caring for me and always encouraging me.
好，所以在美国念书这两年的时间里面
，So in the 2 years that I studied in the U.S.
我每天晚上都睡得非常的好。
I slept very well every night.
好，那我的同学呢，有人呢是在这一段期间呢，因为金融风暴，他得了忧郁症。
And some of my classmates during this financial crisis, they got a depression.
啊，有人甚至念了一学期就回台湾了。
And some people could not finish their studies.
但是感谢神啊，我能够顺利念完。
But thank God, I was able to complete my degree.
好，所以回到台湾之后，我就想说，主啊，我能够为你做什么
？So after I went back, I was thinking, Lord, what can I do for you?
就像大家一样
，just like everyone of you.
有很多很多事情我都想做。
There's many things that I want to do.
啊，教会的事工啊，都是排得满满的。
And my service to you at church was like full schedule.
啊，除了音乐侍奉哈，然后宗教教育之外
，aside from RE and a musical servitude.
啊，也接着大专团契的福音工作。
I was also a counseling, college fellowship.
福音
啊 college fellowship evangelism.
以及一些教会的这个网络的这些文宣的工作。
And LM for the church website.
好，那在那个时候呢，一方面呢，也在找自己的在台湾的工作。
And at the same time, I was looking for a job in Taiwan.
好，那时候在找工作的时候就想说。
And when I was looking for a job, I was thinking.
一定要找一个工作是能够来守安息日。
I must find a job that will allow me to keep the Sabbath.
哦，那也工作呢，也能够兼顾各项侍奉的。
And that a job that will allow me to continue my servitude.
好，所以就在这样子的这个想法里面，就跟神祷告。
And I pray this way to the Lord.
啊，那因为我学的是这个艺术管理。
Because what I study is art management.
呀，那会有比较多就是做一些艺术经济，还有这个艺术活动的办策展这样子的。
We had to plan more events.Art events.
那时候在台湾是很新的一个领域。
And it's a very new field in Taiwan.
那有一些台湾很大的经纪公司，就是都很希望我能够去。
And a lot of big companies in Taiwan wanted me to go.
因为他们需要学这一方面的人。
Because they need people experience in this area.
可是大家都知道，通常这些艺术活动、这些娱乐活动，他们都是在周末是最多的。
But as everybody already know, these kind of events are usually take place during the weekends.
所以就看了几家这些经纪公司之后，我都没有去。
So after reviewing several of these companies, I didn't go.
那后来我回到学校做行政。
And so I went back to school to work in admin.
我是在这个学校的这个音乐研究所里面。
I was working in school's music grad school.
Yeah, 在做行政。
Doing administration.
好，但是神其实都会看顾我们哦。
But God always cares for us.
虽然说在学校做这些工作是很单纯的。
Although my job was very simple.
可是在这个音乐研究所里面的这老师啊，他们就是很照顾我。
But all the teachers in the music grad school, they all really took good care of me.
他们后来就推荐我说，哎，可以去考其他的大学。
And they recommended me to apply for other universities.
就考大学的老师。
To apply for professor post.
所以两年之后呢，我就有得到这个大学的这个教书的工作的机会。
So after 2 years, I got a job as a professor.
那是2003年的时候。
That was in 2003.
所以我那时候觉得感谢主啊，主耶稣祝福这么大，我一定要更努力来为主耶稣做工作。
Back then, I was very thankful to God that God has blessed me so, and so I must work even harder for the Lord.
所以2003年我接的就是第一次接的这个大专的学生灵恩会的这个诗颂及辅导员的工作。
So in 2003 was my first time to be a counselor and music conductor in the college. Hymn session leader in the college student convocation.
好，那在那一次，我就在祷告的时候，我就跟神说：“神啊，求你加添我的信心跟力量。”
In my prayer, I ask God to add to my faith and my strength.
好，那我的服事跟工作都能够平衡。
That I can balance both my work and my servitude.
好，那在学生灵恩会最后一天圣餐礼结束的那个祷告。
And in the very last prayer after Holy Communion.
好，那祷告的时候呢，就是有一个声音在我的脑中一直在响着。
When I was praying, there was a voice resounding in my mind.
不论发生什么事情，都是出于神。
No matter what happens, it is from God.
神必会带领。
God will guide you.
好，就是这一个意念一直在我的脑海中。
And that thought kept on dwelling in my mind.
后来学龄会结束了，我就去车站搭车，准备要回家。
And after that SSC, I was on my way home.
等车的时候接到一通电话。
While I was waiting for the bus, I received a call.
就我爸爸妈妈出车祸。
My parents got into an accident.
因为我爸爸他是一个在医院工作的药师。
Because my dad is a pharmacist in a hospital.
那他在去医院加班的途中呢，出车祸。
And on his way to work, to do overtime, he got into an accident.
那不知道详情怎么样，我就坐在车上，就一路就其实也不知道要怎么办。
I didn't know any details, and on my way back, I didn't know what to do.
那我就一直祷告。
All I can do is keep on praying.
但是很奇妙，就是刚刚我在学龄会祷告那个意念又出现了。
But very wonderfully, very miraculously, the thought that was dwelling in my mind during that last prayer came back again.
一切都是出于神。
All of this is from God.
那出于神呢，也都是我们能够承受的。
And whatever is from God are things that we can bear.
那后来呢，到了医院呢，我知道说我爸爸他是那个粉碎性骨折。
After I got to the hospital, I found out that my dad had an open fracture.
那他是就是被那个一辆车的直接撞，他骑机车被直接撞到他的那个右膝盖以下。
He was riding his motorcycle and he was hit by a car and it blasted his leg from knee down.
那我妈妈她是那个膝盖的后十字韧带断掉。
And my mom, she had a posterior cruciate ligament rupture.
好，所以那时候听到那个消息，我们就是医生就一直在尽量在救治。
And when I heard that news, and the doctors were trying their best to save them.
但是医生只有问我爸爸一句话。
But the doctor only asked my dad one word.
他问说，如果这个药医很麻烦，你要不要考虑就截肢？
This will be very difficult to cure. Would you consider cutting off your leg? amputating your leg.
那当然，任何人在这个情况下都希望能够保住那自己的腿。
So anybody under that circumstances would want to keep his leg.
所以就展开一个非常漫长的一个治疗的过程。
And from that, he began a very long and arduous process of recuperation.
但是感谢主，那时候是在我在学校放寒假的时候。
But thank God that happened during my summer vacation.
那我妈妈呢？她那个韧带断裂吧，医生是说要开刀。
And my mom's wound, the doctor had first said that she needed surgery.
可是因为我爸的伤太重，所以医生都没有空去注意我妈的伤。
But because my dad's wounds were so severe that the doctors had no time to look after my mom.
好，那所以一个月之后，我准备要回学校了。
So after 1 month, and I was ready to go back to school.
好，那我妈妈呢？她居然自己可以站起来。
Miraculously, my mom was able to stand by herself.
那医生看了她的 X 光片，告诉她说：“哎，你的那个韧带自己长回来了。
”And when the doctor looked at her X-ray shots, said, "Oh, your ligaments just grew back by itself.
不用开刀了。
You don't need a surgery anymore."
所以一个月之后呢，我要工作，那我妈妈来照顾我爸爸。
So 1 month after, when I had to go back to work, my mom became the one who took care of my dad.
所以在那个期间，其实我跟我妈也一直在想说，哎，到底为什么会发生这场车祸
？So during that period of time, me and my mom kept on thinking, why did this happen?
那我们就看圣经里面这个遭遇最悲惨这个约伯记哦。
And we were reading in the Bible, the book of Job, who suffered the most.
我们想看说，哎，到底为什么会遇到这些事情哦？
We wanted to know why did he encounter such things.
可是其实那时候我们看不懂。
But in fact, we didn't understand what we read.
好，那在终于读完之后呢，我们只有一个结论。
When we finished reading, we only had one conclusion.
像约伯那样的人都会遭遇到这些事情。
If a person like Job would encounter all these things,
啊，我们比不上他的千分之一啊。
We're not even a thousand times what he is.
好，那一切一定都有神的旨意。
So.There must be God's will in all of this.
好，所以在这个治疗的这个过程中
，So during his process of recuperation.
啊，他大概我爸爸大概换过了六家医院。
My dad changed at least 6 hospitals.
因为他那个骨头粉碎，所以他必须要补骨头啊，补肉还有补皮肤。
Because his bone was so severely fractured that he needed implants for his skin, his bone, his blood.
那常补了之后又都会排斥，所以又要弄下来，又要重新用别的。
And after the implant, sometimes it would not work, so they had to redo the whole process again.
所以前两年我们都几乎都常都是以医院为家。
So the first 2 years were hospital seemed like a home to us.
但是神给我们很大的平安。
But God gave us great peace.
在 SARS 在亚洲的时候流行的时候。
When SARS was going on in Asia.
哦，有一阵子非常严重，就是我们住在我们同一个病房的其他病人都很害怕，都走了。
There was a period of time where it was very severe. The contamination was very severe, and all the patients living in the same room than us all left because they were afraid.
哦，只有我们因为医生说不能出院，所以我们必须要留在那里。
And we stay there because the doctor said we cannot go.
好，可是，在那边呢，我们就唱诗，我们就觉得很平安。
But in the hospital, we'll just sing hymns and we'll feel this peace.
而且其实很多教会弟兄姐妹都替我们祷告。
And a lot of the brothers and sisters in church were praying for us too.
啊，虽然他们很想来看，但是我爸都说不用他们来哦。
And although they really wanted to visit us, but my dad would always say, "Oh, there's no need."
啊，但是他们在教会里面都会替我们祷告。
But in church, they would always pray for us.
所以在每一次这样子的这个手术治疗过程中
，So after every surgery.
哦，我总是在想说，到底什么时候才会比较好一点？什么时候才会可以回家
？I'm always thinking, when could he get better? When can we go home?
好，可是神其实是借此啊，在带领我们要到另外一段旅程去。
But God is using this opportunity to lead us to another journey.
那有一次呢，我们在小声的为我爸爸在祷告的时候
，There was one time when we were praying for my dad in a small voice.
哦，那他忽然呢睁开眼睛看我们。
All of a sudden, he opened his eyes and looked at us.
啊，他就说谢谢你们为我祷告。
And he said, "Thank you for praying for me."
那我就赶快把握机会说，那你要不要跟我们一起祷告
？And I took the chance and asked him, "Do you want to pray with us?"
他就说好啊。
And he said, "Okay."
啊，可是其实我听得出来，好像有点就是配合演出。
But I felt that he was just saying that to please us.
好，那其实因为他也不认为，他那时候他觉得说那个圣灵祷告，他觉得那个是。那个是假装的哦。
Because back then he felt that praying in tongue was fake.
他无法接受。
He could not accept it.
所以我每天呢都是带着他，我们都用悟性祷告。
So every day we would pray in understanding with him.
所以每天我都要就是看圣经，或是要想说要怎么去祷告这样子。
So every day I would have to read the Bible and think about how to pray with him.
所以无形中觉得在那一段期间自己也比较有机会多看圣经。
And that gave me more chance to read the Bible.
好，那也在那一段期间。
And it is in that period of time.
我开始慢慢去想到说，就像雅各书里面讲的。
And I slowly start thinking, just like it mentions in James.
其实我们有很多的计划。
That we have many plans.
但是明天如何我们不知道。
But we don't know what will be tomorrow.
我们想要做这个做那个。
We want to do this and do that.
但只要神愿意，我们就可以做。
And if God wills, then we can do it.
可是如果没有神的愿意。
But if God doesn't will it.
没有神的允许。
God doesn't allow it.
其实我们计划那么多。
It doesn't matter how much we plan.
那个都是无意义的。
We plan it in vain.
所以那个时候也开始在思想人生的意义到底是什么。
So I started thinking about the meaning of life.
那加上在医院进进出出。
And because I go in and out the hospital so much.
看到更多很真的是没有神很无助的人。
And I saw all these helpless people who didn't have God.
那就自己真的觉得说有这个信仰真的是很可贵。
And I felt that having this faith is so precious.
我们有这个神能够依靠真的是最好的。
And that we are so lucky to have a God to rely on.
所以后来其实我已经不是那么担心我爸爸他的伤到底能不能治好了。
So at the end of it, I wasn't too worried at whether my dad's wound would heal or not.
我是担心说他能不能有机会来认识主耶稣。
I was more worried on whether he was able to come and know Jesus Christ.
所以后来就在心里面继续为这样的事情在祷告。
And so I continued to pray this way in my heart.
但是因为呢，他不喜欢人家去，他甚至连传道要去探访他都说不要。
But because he really did not like people visiting him, even the pastors he would refuse.
所以这个让我们都非常的沮丧。
And all this made us really distressed.
那有一次呢，有一个很温和的传道来看我爸爸。
And there was once a very kind pastor. He came to visit my father.
他没有说太多的话。
He didn't say much.
好，那只是呢，在看完之后呢，他跟我一起走出医院。
But after a visitation, he walked out with me from the hospital.
那我就跟他说，我真的很想跟我爸爸传福音，可是我真的不知道怎么开口。
And I told him I really want to preach to my father, but I don't know how to start.
那这传道他就告诉我说。
And this pastor told me.
他说神知道我们的心意。
God knows our thoughts.
你继续祷告。
Continue praying.
神呢他知道我们孝顺父母的心。
God knows that we want to honor our parents.
他就很简单的这样告诉我。
And that's all he said to me.
可是我得到很大的一个鼓励。
But I was very encouraged.
好，那后来大概两三年之后，我爸比较稳定，他就能够在家里面比较长期的疗养。
After two or three years, my father improved a little bit, and so he was able to stay at home more.
那个时候我们就学校的工作呢也是继续在进行着。
And I continue my teaching position.
好，那但是呢，我同时也在思考说，这个工作对我的意义到底是什么？
But at the same time, I was thinking, what is the meaning of this job to me?
因为看起来这教书的工作，大家都觉得很不错。
Because everybody, although it might seem that everybody thinks that this is a good job.
可是就像我们在传道书里面读到的一样。
But just as we read in the book of Ecclesiastes,
我们在每一个职场里面，其实我们都看到许多的竞争，许多的追逐名利。
In our careers, we can see a lot of competition and a lot of fighting with each other.
那在每个学期教完之后，其实我都常常是觉得很空虚的。
And after every semester, my heart would feel very empty.
那我后来就跟神祷告。
And then I prayed to God.
我希望说，我能是不是有机会能够再充实自己，因为我常常觉得很空虚。
Because I always feel so empty, is it possible for me to have another chance to fulfill myself?
但是在这一次的祷告中，神让我知道。
But in this prayer, God let me know.
要跟他祷告。
That I need to pray to him.
要跟他祷告说，我如果能够再念书呢，是要对信仰有所造就的。
That if I want to continue to study, it must be because it's edifying to my faith.
绝对不能让这个念书能够绝对不能让念书去影响到信仰。
And cannot let studying affect my faith.
反而是要帮助信仰。
But instead, it must help my faith.
让我们人生真正有意义。
And make our life valuable.
好，所以在2008年。
So in 2008.
在我父母车祸五年之后。
Five years after my parents' accident.
有一天早上，我爸爸忽然问我们一句话。
One day in the morning, my dad suddenly asked me.
他说：“你们都去教会做什么？”
What do you do at church?
那听到这句话，真的不知道怎么回答。
And when I heard this, I didn't know how to answer him.
每个礼拜都去教，他怎么会不知道我们做什么？
Because we go to church every week, how come he doesn't know what we do?
那但是我们还是很有耐心跟他说：“哦，我们都去教会听道理呀，去守安息日啊。”
But I patiently explained to him that we go to church to observe Sabbath and to listen to the sermons.
然后他就说：“我想要跟你们去。”
And then he said, "I want to go with you."
好，那时候听到这句话，真的是。心里面不知道要说什么。
And when I heard this, I didn't know what to say.
因为是自己完全意想不到的答案。
Because it was unexpected answer.
完全的意想不到。
It's completely unexpected.
所以我就后来跑到另外一个房间去祷告。
So I went to another room and started praying.
好，那就在那个礼拜六，他开始去守安息日。
And starting that Sabbath, he started observing Sabbath.
都一直到现在。
Until now.
好，但是呢，因为他刚开始去教会，他是那种不听见证，他也不跟着我们灵言祷告的人。
But when he first went to church, he was the kind that wouldn't listen to testimonies and wouldn't pray with us.
而且他听完，他还会说：“哦，这个传道讲怎么样，那个传道讲怎么样。”
And after he listened to the sermon, he would criticize the pastors too.
啊，所以我就必须要赶快放很多圣经来呼应他的问题。
So I had to find in the Bible answers to his questions.
哦，可是神很奇妙，他对每个人的拣选的方式都不一样。
But God is very wonderful. The way He calls every one of us is different.
我爸虽然不听见证
，although my dad never listens to testimonies.
但是他在慕道刚开始，他非常喜欢看圣经。
But at the beginning of his true seeking, he really liked to read the Bible.
啊，他在住院有一段比较长时间，我送他一本圣经。
Because I gave him a Bible during his time in the hospital.
两个月之后。
And 2 months after,
他跟我说他都看完了。
He told me that he had read it all.
然后我非常的不可置信。
And I couldn't believe it.
我就把他的圣经拿过来看。
And I took his Bible.
我就看到很多地方他都有划线。
And I saw that he had underlined many parts of it.
而且神让他听过或是他看过的东西，他都能够记得蛮清楚的。
And God also led him to remember everything that he's seen and heard.
所以神是用我们意想不到的方式来带领。
So God uses ways that we cannot imagine to lead him.
哦，那在2009年
，in 2009，
零九年在暑假的时候呢，我看到那个 IA 在招募这个传道。
Around summer time, I saw that IA was recruiting for pastors.
那时候看到这个，我就想到，哎，之前浮现我心里面人生的意义到底是什么
？And when I saw this, I remember back that question that I asked to myself, "What is the meaning of life?"
好，那我又看到那上面写说，哎，姐妹弟兄都收。
And when I saw on the announcement that they would take sister or brothers,
而且它不限，就是你要能够讲到，你也可以去做宗教教育，也可以做文宣、网络各方面的工作。
And it's not just restricted to sermon speaking; you can also do RE, LM, and all sorts of other holy work.
那我就想说，好，去试试看。
And I thought, well, maybe I should give it a try.
我填了报名表。
And so I filled out the application.
因为需要这个家长签名。
And because it needed my parents' consent.
那我拿给我妈妈。
And I gave it to my mom.
我妈妈说她没有意见。
My mom said she has no opinion on this.
意思就是说要去问我爸爸。
Meaning you should go ask your dad.
那时候我就找了一个，就是我觉得适合的适当，他适合的时机去问他啦。
So I found a time that I thought was appropriate to approach him.
就是他可以比较专注的时间。
Which is a time that he could focus better.
那他听我讲了一段之后呢，他也是只有回答我一句话。
And after he heard me talk for a while, he only replied one word.
我相信大家都知道这句话是什么。
And I believe everyone knows what he said.
人生就是要做有意义的事情。
That our life exists to do meaningful stuff.
他就只说这一句话。
He only said that.
所以就这样，我就把那张报名表送出去。
And so I was able to send out my application.
那在那一年的九月，他也报名教会的受洗。
In the same year, in September, he also applied for baptism.
那时候教会负责人很高兴跑过来说：“啊，你们好认真为你爸祷告，你看你们这样子鼓励他来受洗。
”And the church member was really excited and ran to me and say, oh, see how your God has, how your dad has applied for baptism. You guys have prayed so hard for him.
那我跟我妈妈就面面相觑, 我们没有鼓励他。
And me and my mom just looked at each other and said, we didn't encourage him.
我们不敢鼓励他。
We didn't dare to encourage him.
哦, 原来是他自己去报名的。
It was him that sent out the application.
是神在后面这个推手, 让他呢, 愿意来接受洗礼。
It was God who pushed him to accept to be baptized.
那他也在那个, 受洗前两个礼拜得到了圣灵。
And 2 weeks before the baptism, he also received the Holy Spirit.
这是很感谢神的。
And this is something that we're
very grateful. 因为他的那个脚受伤, 所以他不能跪下来祷, 他只能坐着祷告。
And because he of his wound on his leg, he couldn't kneel down to pray, he can only sit.
好, 所以其实在他受洗的那个时候,
So by the time he baptized,
我那时候才真正放下心里面的一块很大的石头。
That's when I my burdens were lifted.
就是 等了25年之后, 他终于受洗了。
25 years of waiting, he finally got baptized.
不过这也是很意想不到的礼物。
But this is also a very unexpected gift.
因为我一直以为他终究会受洗, 可能是在他要咽下最后一口气那之前，他才会说我要受洗的。
Because I always thought he will eventually get baptized, but probably before his last breath.
但是神给这个礼物提早了很多时候。
But God gave us this gift, and he pushed the time back a lot.
所以在他受洗之后,
So after he baptized,
那时候我也, 神学院的这个考试我也通过了。
I passed the TTP test.
当然之间, 还有两年, 我是2011年的时候再报名一次。
Because there's 2 years in between, I applied again in 2011.
所以2012年的时候考试通过。
And I passed the test in 2012.
好，那通过之后呢？ 其实教会里面有很多弟兄姐妹会很关心。
And after I passed, a lot of the brethren at church would care for me.
他说啊，那这个事到底是要做什么啊？
And they'll come and ask me, oh, what is it that you're going to do?
啊，你念完之后是要当传道吗？
And after you finish studying, are you going to be a pastor?
那婚姻怎么办啊？
What about
工作怎么办啊？
What about work?
好，那那个时候其实他们在他们的问话中，其实我也是再一次在想说，我到底为什么要来读这一个传道版。
And through their questions, I once again start reflecting on the reasons why I came to study in TTP.
所以那时候刚来的时候，Jessica问我说，哎，那神对你的呼召，你有很清楚吗？
So when I first came here, Jessica asked me, was God's calling to you very clear?
其实我并没有清楚听到说，哦，神对我说什么，说你要去做什么。
I didn't really hear a voice telling me, oh, you must do this or do that.
但是我知道说我们受了这么大的恩典，你没有去回报，那是绝对不行的。
But I know for sure that we, with all the great mercies that God has bestowed upon us, it is incorrect to not repay God.
我们要把握生命，要及时去做真正有意义的事情。
We must hold on to any chance we have in life to do something that is truly valuable, meaningful.
所以从2012年到现在,
So from 2012 until now,
在神学院的时间,
My time in TTP,
其实就跟大家这两个礼拜一样,
It's more or less like the past 2 weeks where you guys,
我们每天学习就是呢, 祷告。
Every day we learn to pray.
祷告是做什么?
Why do we pray?
就是倒空自己。
It is to empty ourselves.
所以把以前自己那些侍奉的那些好像有一些成就的东西全部都要拿掉。
To take away all these achievements that we thought we had in our past servitudes.
那我在神学院期间哦，本来我们都有这个学期要出去做诗歌布道。
And during my time in TTP, there were a period of time where I had to go out for musical evangelism.
那我们那个带诗歌的人都是就是我们大家互相选举出来的。
And the person leading the choir are people who are selected.
虽然说我在这方面是有许多的经验,
And although I'm experienced in this area,
但是神很奇妙，就是让我都没有被选上。
But very miraculously, I never was once elected.
神就是要让我们拿掉我们原先我们所专长的东西。
God wants to take away what we thought we were good at.
要让我们重新呢，能够降低下来，再来看这个侍奉的内涵，这个本质是什么。
So we can humble ourselves and see the true substance in servitude.
是要归荣耀给神。
It is to give glory to God.
是要对弟兄姐妹有造就。
It is to be edifying to the brethren.
所以在神学院期间，我真的学到了许多。
So I learned so much during my time in TTP.
而且呢，真正在神学院期间，其实我们受到更多信心的磨练跟挑战。
And it is during TTP that we encounter the most obstacles to the most trials to our faith.
家里面呢依然有很多的事情。
There's still many things going on in the family.
我爸爸下个月还是继续要开刀。
My father still has another surgery coming next month.
他现在还在接受膝盖的这个治疗。
And right now he's receiving a treatment for hepatitis C.
那我弟弟呢他也是的远离教会 一段时间了。
And my younger brother has left church for a while.
有时候我都会想说，哎，既然我们都要献身了，为什么还是都会遇到这么多的事情？
And sometimes I would think, now that I have offered myself to God, why do I still encounter all these things?
所以这些事情呢，就是神要我们在祷告中要用信心，要学习用信心来依靠他。
And all these things are God's way for us to learn to rely on Him in our prayers.
然后每次遇到一些事情的时候
And every time we encounter a difficulty,
其实之后神都会再用一些事情来告诉我说
Afterwards, God will use other things to tell me
他说他的恩典是够我用的
To tell me that his grace is sufficient for me
而且其实有许多人都在为我祷告
And that there are many people praying for me
所以在这一次来美国实习的这个过程中
So during my internship in the US
我想真的在 NYTS 我的确有非常非常多的收获
I have learned a lot during this NYTS.
尤其在这一个礼拜的祷告里面
especially in my prayer during this week.
我每天都有一个新的一个感想。
Every day I learn something new.
所以最后我要把我的感想来跟大家一起分享。
And finally, I want to share with everyone what I learned.
既然我们都是已经属主的人。
Since we're all, we all belong to God.
那我们呢要侍奉神。
We need to serve God.
所以我们要把神摆在第一位。
We need to put God first.
那我们每个人侍奉的道路也许各有不同。
And perhaps each of us will serve in a slightly different way.
有的人是全身全心。
Some people will serve fully.
有的人没有办法全时间，只能用自己生活的有限的时间来侍奉。
Some people perhaps cannot serve full time and can only use the spare time they have in life to serve.
但是呢，我们都要坚持到底。
But all of us must endure until the end.
那在我们做了这些之后
，And after we've done this,
我们要相信呢，神他必会供应我们所需要的。
We must believe that God will provide for all of our needs.
他顾念我们，我们所祈求的。
He cares and listens to what we pray for.
那这个是之前其实我都常常放在祷告里面。
And all of these are things that I've always put in my prayer.
那直到这个礼拜，我才有更深、更确认的一个信靠。
But it is until this week that I had this deeper and greater assurance in this thought.
所以愿各位弟兄姐妹。
So may all the brothers and sisters.
我们在什么样的境况之中
？No matter what situations we encounter.
我们都可以学习保罗要大大的喜乐。
We can learn from Paul to be greatly joyful.
纵使我们看到我们还是在这个困境之中
，although we may still be in the difficulty.
但是我们知道呢，神一定会为我们开路。
But we must know that God will for sure open a way for us.
那我们靠着呢他所加给我们的力量
，and relying on the strength that He gives us.
我们凡事也都能够做
，we can do all things.
也都能够知足
，and can be content in all things.
那愿这个见证呢能够让大家得到造就
，and may this testimony be edifying to you.
那愿一切荣耀归给天上的真神
，and may all the glory be unto God.
谢谢一如姐妹的分享。
We thank Sister Yiru's sharing.
她跟我们分享到她一个信仰上面的心路历程。
She has shared her journey in faith.
这个成长的过程可能我们大家都不一样。
And although every one of us might differ in our road in our journey of growth.
但是面对信仰的挑战却是免不了的。
But all of us need to face spiritual battles.
虽然有时候会遇到一些困难。
Sometimes, although sometimes we may encounter difficulties.
但是这个困难可能成为加强我们信心的动力。
Yet these trials may become the motivation of our faith.
所以她说到她父母亲的车祸。
So when she mentioned about her parents' accident.
甚至到今天还是在治疗当中。
And that her father is still in the process of recuperation.
那个意外是没有人想要遇到的。
These are things that nobody wants to encounter.
但是在诗篇的119篇当中告诉我们。
But in Psalms 119 tells us.
他说我受苦，我未受苦以先远离了神啊。
before I suffered.
好，我们看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's see, Psalms 119.
好，诗篇一百一十九篇的六十七节。
Psalms 119 verse 67.
他说：“我为受苦以先走迷了路，现在却遵守了你的话。”七十一节。
Verse 71.
他说：“我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。”哈，所以呢，经过生命中的苦难，有时候反而使我们引导我们到认识神。
So after trials and tribulations in our life, it will lead us to know God more.
所以如果我们今天生活当中有苦，
So if we are encountering tribulations in our life now,
不要害怕哦。
Don't be afraid.
更不要抱怨啊。
And don't complain.
因为或许这是主耶稣为你安排的考试。
Because perhaps this is the test that God has arranged for you.
而且这考试把你带到信仰的更高处。
And that test will take you to a spiritual high.
最后一如姐妹的爸爸讲了一句很有意义的话。
And Sister Yiru's father said something very meaningful.
他说：“人生就是要做有意义的事情。”
He said, "Life is to do, exists to do, meaningful things."
你的生活有意义吗？
Does our life, are our life meaningful?
你的方向有价值吗？
Is your direction of any value?
是值得我们每一个人都要思考一下的。
All these are worth our reflections.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。我们休息五分钟。